And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
The basketball coach at Kinston High School must have some very good mental health. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I've known a lot of basketball coaches in my life, some as very good friends, and I like to say affectionately that they are all a little nuts. If they don't bring that trait with them to the job, then they soon acquire it. The pressure, the long hours, and the public's attention, from adulation to antagonism, have a lot to do with coaches withdrawing to a small circle of close friends and family. But most of them either make too much money or get hooked on molding a competitive team to quit. Some of them probably can't do much of anything else since they've been around the game all their lives. I know coaches who should have gotten out long ago, but just keep taking job after job at the expense of their personal life, their families, and yes, their own sanity. One coach with a different perspective is in the news this week. Wells Gulledge, who coached Kinston High School to 3 state championships and played for a 4th, announced his resignation. When I saw that, I was certain Gulledge was going to a bigger high school job or maybe even on to coach college. But then I read further. He's taking a job with a software company in Greenville so he can spend more time with his 1- and 3-year-old children. Granted, Gulledge is not giving up a 7-figure income, maybe not even 6 figures. But still, with his success over the last dozen years at Kinston, he certainly could have started climbing the ladder. But that is not the case at all. As the athletic director at Kinston, Gulledge says he almost never put his kids to bed. If you have seen Todd Morgan or Ray Hartsfield at every Chapel Hill and East Chapel Hill sporting event, you know of what Gulledge speaks. These guys not only coach their teams, they support all the other sports at their schools, often late into the night. Gulledge wants no more of that, and the former Associated Press Coach of the Year is walking away for a 9-to-5 job. Gulledge may decide differently once he begins to miss the sound of squeaking sneakers and the smell of the gym. But for now, he is making a decision with which I am unfamiliar. Good job, Coach. This is Art Chansky. See ya.